And finally, before we go today, our weekly look ahead to the big debates and decisions coming up in Montpelier. This week is likely to be a busy one for lawmakers nearing the end of the session, and we're joined now to find out what's going on by VPR's Kirk Carapeza. Hey, Kirk.
Hey, Jane.
So the End of Life Choices Bill is back on the calendar this week. Of course, that's a huge one. House Judiciary Committee will consider a number of amendments to that.
That's right. This is the bill, just to remind our listeners, this is the bill that would allow terminally ill people to end their lives by requesting a lethal dose of medication from physicians. Supporters hope the House can restore key safeguards that were removed in the Senate version. They also want the bill to require a patient to have an advance directive and be enrolled in a hospice program. We're expecting the Judiciary Committee to mark up and vote on the bill, which supporters call death with dignity, detractors call physician-assisted suicide, and the House could debate the legislation as early as Wednesday.
Tomorrow, the House is finally going to take up a bill that would extend access to publicly funded pre-kindergarten education. Where's the rub here? What's the tension in that debate?
Well, the House is just, they've been pushing this back day after day. At issue here, Jane, is whether the state can afford to extend access to pre-K. Some opponents worry it could also permit religious schools to get public money. And it's unclear whether supporters have the votes because the floor debate has been pushed back for about a week now.
And finally, some committees continue to work on issues that lawmakers have made priorities this year: marijuana, taxes, and driver's ID for migrant workers.
Yes, the Senate Judiciary Committee is expected to vote on the House bill that would decriminalize possession of small amounts of marijuana. The House Transportation Committee is set to vote at the end of this week on a bill that would authorize driver's IDs for immigrants who are in this country illegally. Chairman Patrick Brennan tells us it's likely to pass. Also, the Senate will take up a big tax package that's coming out of the Finance Committee. Two big issues here. The committee wants to cap how much mortgage interest someone can deduct from their state income taxes. The plan is to limit that amount at about $12,000. The second major proposal would impose a minimum 3% tax for anyone who makes more than $25,000.
All right, that's all coming up this week. VPR's Kirk Carapeza, thanks.
Thank you, Jane.
And listeners, don't forget you can listen in whenever the legislature is debating on the House or Senate floors. Go to VPR.net to find the live streams.